Elise and Tom, you're the stars of Hounds of Baskervilles. You are the stars, aren't you?
The stars indeed.
Yeah, don't be modest. Come on, Tom.
Well, in the sense that there's only four of us in the show, I suppose.
Yes. But yes. Yeah, tight cast. Is that good? Is that good for you?
Yeah, it really, yeah, because you get to just have a close-knit group and we really bounce off each other and and everyone plays so many different parts. It's quite a riot, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of those. We'll play lots of parts.
It's always the same though, isn't it, the new Vic? It's always people play lots and lots of different parts, especially in something like this.
Yeah, and as an actor, it's really exciting to get to do that because you just go, I get to kind of flex multiple muscles and do different accents and things like that. I actually play the least probably about characters.
Yeah. Part-timer. Yeah.
Does that involve loads and loads of costume changes? I presume it does.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's lots and lots of costume changes. I think I play three or four parts in the first sort of 10, 15 minutes. And then at certain points it flips and other characters play different parts.
Yeah, and the costumes are beautiful as well, what we've seen so far, aren't they? They really transport you to kind of like that time, but also like they're full of fun and like little treats and surprises.
Whether we can get them on in time is yet to be discovered.
Yes. But I've known it to getting changed on stage actually. I've known these sort of acts. So Hound of the Baskervilles must be it's well over 100 years or more, isn't it? Mm. Has it kept pace with the time, do you think? Is it still relevant nowadays?
Yeah, I think everybody knows, well, people know the Holmes and Watson story, and with the new TV, the Benedict Cumberbatch and the Martin Freeman versions as well, it's always had that thread line through modern culture, and I think people, whether they know the story particularly or not, they know the characters and they know the type of thing they're going to come and get, and then we kind of mess with that a little bit, but you still get the story, you still get the full story from beginning to end, but this is more about that kind of play that goes wrong, quality things go wrong, and people love to see the virtuosity of the actors and the characters trying to get it right and spinning the plates and all that, but the story is definitely there. Definitely,
you talk about the culture, and of course we've got a female Watson who isn't really female because she's still named John. So how does that work? How does that go about?
Well, it's kind of one of those classic, originally the part was played by a man and we've kind of gone, well, why can't it be a woman? And also like still we're in, obviously still in the process of figuring out like what that is, because we kind of are actors who are playing these characters and how much like ourselves like bleed into that as well, so we're still trying to find out like what that is, and whether that's like the classic I'm a female trying to play a man and sell that, and whether that like falls at the wayside a little bit. But it's really exciting for me to play that part and kind of take my own spin on it as well.
And of course the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle would have written the story, and it's been played out on film and stage and goodness knows what else over the decades. But it's completely different, isn't it? I don't think... Did he envisage it being a mayhem comedy and a musical and so on, do you think?
I'd like to think that he would enjoy it, but who knows? You could ask that question about Shakespeare as well, couldn't you?
What
would he have thought of some of the productions that happen nowadays? But absolutely. I think you've got to keep reinventing and playing with these things and bring new audiences in, and you've got to keep playing with the structure of those classic stories. Because why not?
And it's exciting to come and watch that as well, isn't it? When you know a story so well, and then you go, "Oh, let's go and see this," and it maybe is not what you expected at all. And there's a style of comedy, I think, for everyone, whether that's physical, a punny joke or something. I think there's just something for everybody to enjoy, and also you get those classic kind of characters.
I think if audiences here had seen the 39 Steps or had seen that also, it's similar in the sense that it has that classic story that plays with the corners of that story, but it's still the story, So I think it's very much in that vein, isn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, it's this version, if you like, has been around for a couple of decades, 20 years or so, and it's especially here because of the anniversary that the theatre is celebrating. So has it developed in those 20 years? So, I mean, you wouldn't have been here 20 years ago doing it, but, you know, talking to the creatives and so on, is it different than 20 years ago?
The script has definitely been altered and changed, and with each cast that's done this play or this writing of the play, things have been added and changed and morphed. And as we say, like, we play a version of In Bunny Ears ourselves, so you bring some of that to it, to those scenes where we come in and out of the play. So there have been things that have changed, absolutely, and certain parts have been modernised. Yeah.
And that's good, really, for the audience as well, because all people say, oh, Hound of the Baskervilles, I remember seeing that.
Yes.
But now they're going to see a completely different one, or not completely different, but a different one.
So you kind of maybe expect something and you get an extra treat, or you go, oh, I remember that maybe from last time, but they've maybe done it, you know, slightly different.
I mean, New Vic now is bringing in a lot, and so are other theatre companies, but a lot of new techniques are coming in. So puppetry is coming in a lot, and certainly with the New Vic, it's bringing in circus themes. Now, I don't think there's going to be circus themes in, but is the puppetry? But what, in general, how do you feel about that, that all these different techniques are coming in and making everything so vibrant?
It's a joy as an actor to kind of, depending on the production, to go, okay, I might get to learn a new skill on this. Like, you know, like gold dust. So I suppose for this one, in terms of circus, I mean, there's a lot of clowning. There's a lot of that going on. But yeah, we don't have anything per se.
It's every scene feels like its own kind of game.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? There's a clowning version of every scene. But I do think that, you know, with today, you know, with Netflix, our short attention spans, all those kind of things, I think to bring in new types of things like circus, like puppetry, all that, to get people engaged, because it's just, you know, the world's changing so much, so to keep changing those goalposts is really exciting. I think it's really exciting to encourage on that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And New Vic costume department, you've already touched on the costumes, but the costume department is excellent, isn't it? What have you seen? Have you had any input into it? Have you seen already what you're going to wear?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the great thing here is, like, everything is, like, bespoke, made for you. So you go, oh, my gosh, I'm going to wear this beautiful suit out of this beautiful material. And, yeah, everything is just so thought about, so, you know, and well done that... Yeah, it's a joy that we get to, like, wear those pieces and also, like, be silly on stage.
And it's really interesting because there's certain things that need to happen with the costumes. Certain costumes are sort of ripped off really quickly or have to go on really quickly. So it's really fun talking to the makers and the wardrobe department about how we make that happen as quickly as possible, because things like that come out of rehearsal. We go, well, this has to happen in 2 seconds, or this has to happen in 20 seconds, and we talk to them about it and how we can keep adding and changing and editing that process. So it's a really creative process within all the departments, isn't it? We're constantly. And it really helps having all of that on site, because the makers and the wardrobe team are all, you know, 20 seconds away.
We're in the room going, maybe we could do this. Shall we just, like, put that idea in their heads? And they go... They're always yes and.
I presume lots of Velcro is used and magnets and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So that's really good. Alice, you're getting some really strong parts, though, aren't you? You know, you're coming into acting just at the right time, really, for a woman, aren't you? That's the parts that you played, that I've seen you play.
Yeah.
I mean, you've obviously played elsewhere.
Yeah.
What's it like to be a strong female part in a play?
I would say it's very scary sometimes, because you kind of maybe have certain expectations and you want to kind of, you know, do a good job. I certainly do. But yeah, I feel very, very lucky that I get to kind of be entrusted with, you know, really strong parts and get to kind of put my own spin on it and work with so many exciting people. And I learn so much from everybody, every job that I do. And yeah, I love working at the New Vic, because, you know, the audiences are grey, and I feel very lucky.
I'd imagine that ticket sales are going really well. You must sort of have this sort of, you know, they're doing really well that night, you know, aren't they? You know, you must hear that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. It's crossed.
I've never known it not to be well attended, especially these sort of things. Well, I know you've got rehearsals going. How long have you been rehearsing now?
This is the end of our second week.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
So we're at halfway.
I know. Yeah. Gosh. It's flown by, hasn't it?
And are you more than halfway? Or are you halfway through your learning of the whole thing?
Pretty much. Yeah. It kind of. I think everyone's process is slightly different, but yeah, we're trying to get it in just because it just, with this kind of work, it makes it so much easier when you know the script and everything very well, so you can kind of play it, because it is so physical. You need that, your hands free.
Well, it's all on you now. It's got to be all right on the night. It's certainly been all right on this day anyway. The interview's been great. Thanks ever so much for that.
Thank you
very much for your time. I look forward to seeing you on stage.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.